Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting with your host, Tony Rice. Now, I tell you what, I'm so honoured and privileged to do what I do for Verulam Sports Podcasting. I've been absolutely astonished to speak with the likes of Chris Wokes, World Cup winner, Daley Thompson, gold medalist, and a heap of others. But nevertheless, one of my biggest passions is when I get to shine a light on charitable organisations that recognise the power of sport and are able to equip our local youngsters and sports people to better their game. And that, as far as I understand it, is precisely the ethos of the 948 Sports Foundation. To put me in the loop, but make sure I am correct, we are lucky to be joined now by one of the eight trustees, Paul Brewster. Paul, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Tony. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing really well, but I've got to say, I've been remiss because, as I said in that preamble, I genuinely love what you guys are all about. And it's been awesome in recent memory for me to speak to, I think, Rob Hardwick. But I've been remiss, Paul, because it's been a little while now since we've had that chat. So just for new listeners, and again, I know these days because everything's on our phone, our memories may be aren't as strong as they once were. Put us in the picture. What precisely is the 948 Foundation all about?
Well, we're a charitable trust set up in 2003 as a consequence of the move to Woolhams, which you'll know. And whilst the move to Woolhams took, I think it was around 2000, we really started to dish out donations in 2003. So we've been going quite a while, and between all the contributions, we probably dished out about £300,000.
Do you know what? I might be wrong here, and correct me if I am, but I just had a little goosey gander over your website, and it seemed to indicate that you were slightly conservative in that estimation. I think, according to the 948 Foundation website, since that date of, let's call it 2001, I think it's actually in excess of 340,000 you've given to worthy causes and individuals. So I salute you, sir.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how we've managed to keep it going. I mean, we started with £500,000 right. of capital. And because it's a charitable trust, we've managed that £500,000 of capital, most recently through the good stewardship of our treasurer, David Hughes, and our chair, Sandy Bell. Even in the bad times, when the markets took a bit of a pasting in March last year.
Surely you're not saying that it's challenging within what history will refer to as the COVID-19 era.
Correct. There was a bit of a crash in March, as you remember. And then at that time, we really had to be very careful how we managed the capital. But we have managed to turn it around in 12 months to be in the position where we still have roughly what we started with, capital, but we only really dish out the income. So it's where you invest that capital. That's really what we're there for. And then to make sure that obviously the contributions we make are sensible.
Which, of course, makes sound sense. I wish people such as yourself were running our country, perhaps, but I'll leave that said there. But I will
get into politics.
I've been honoured and privileged to speak recently with one of our local superstars who I'm utterly convinced will be an Olympian, Hayesa Vickery. And I know that she benefited massively from a contribution, I think it was £750, that she focused in, literally, with an investment in her pistol technology, helping her aim. I'm donning proudly tonight a Kickoff at 3 hoodie. And I know these guys also in the recent past, who are a not-for-profit organization doing amazing things, uniting communities through the power of sport. And they benefited accordingly from another contribution. So they're very eclectic, diverse areas.
Yeah, they are.
Who else can apply? Who else has been assisted recently?
Well, Hayesa, I mean, she's we like to support excellence like Hayesa. I mean, she's very young. She's 14 and obviously developing extremely well in her field. But equally, we'll look after charities if they've got specific sporting priorities. Then there's fencing club, for example. There's lots of training down to helping buy a very expensive carbon fiber wheel for a bicycle.
Love it. And again, what strikes me about, again, coming back to the sound management here, the sensible use of that capital, is that it seems to me that the people who really benefit from your funds are those who have a very focused idea of precisely what they want their money for. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, when they make their submission, and everybody, by the way, is, you know, is given a fair chance by downloading an application from our website, they have to have some sort of accreditation, some sort of proof from someone who knows about their sporting prowess and shows, or receipts or whatever it may be, but shows to us that it's a bona fide application. And so it's a lot of variety. The only thing we don't support is capital projects.
Right.
Because, you know, that gets expensive and then you don't really know where the money's going.
I would suppose as well for people with that enterprise or that need, maybe organisations such as the Big Lottery Fund, et cetera, would best suit their needs perhaps.
Correct.
And I guess you're not necessarily in that world, nor do you desire to be, most likely.
No. No, and it was very much written down in the articles as to how we spend that money.
Mm, fantastic.
It's not just the discretion of the eight trustees.
And that's a crucial part as well, because, again, we've spoken just briefly about the fantastic Hayes. Again, I'm convinced she's an Olympian. I know massively Michael Wallace and team at Kickoff at Three really valued so much their contribution, because everything they do is entirely not for profit. Okay. But that's, again, like I say, so diverse. Again, just give us an idea between those two spectrums, who else could well benefit from the good benevolence of this trustee fund?
Well, there are certain schools that find it very difficult to get funding for, you know, a sports pitch or something, goals or whatever it may be. And obviously, you know, we have to make sure that they can't get that funding. Mm. Or kit specifically for a particular occasion or, you know, league or whatever it may be. That there is such a broad mix of applicants that we get, and we want it to be broader, really.
Mm.
We do support excellence, and we love to get the feedback from people. You know, there's an example, someone who's a very good badminton player who has just, you know, with our support, got into university on the back of it.
Fantastic.
You know, something like 17th in the country.
Do you know what? That's awesome, because you know what? I've been lucky to interview Marcus Ellis, the Olympian athlete, badminton star. And you know what really shocked me? Really, I almost found it a little bit offensive. Was post his historic gold medal, gold in the mixed, the men's doubles last Olympic round. He came back, you'd think, to a hero's welcome, to find that all his funding had been removed. I thought, surely that beggars belief. But there we go.
Yeah, it is a bit of a lottery. And I mean, we're not a big fund, we haven't got a huge amount of money, but that's why it's very much condensed into St. Albans. You either have to live in the district or practice your sport in the district, but not necessarily both.
Fantastic. And what I love about your sensible organisation is that, instead of kind of having a bit ad hoc, it tended to be in almost what you might refer as trenches. Is that still the case? And if so, when will be the next best round for the applicants to get in there with you guys?
Well, we're going to meet our next. We're right in the middle of the two, really. We meet quarterly. So our next meeting is in about a month and a half's time. And normally applications come in sort of a month before. So now's the time to start looking on our website, start downloading your form, whichever way you want to submit it. And then it gives our administrator a chance to vet them, get more information if it's necessary, and then submit it to our board meeting. As I say, it happens every quarter.
Perfect.
We're going to have whilst I'm talking to you about this, we're going to have an open event, and I hope that we're going to be allowed to by October.
I'm crossing my fingers for you, Paul.
Yeah, at Woolhams. It's normally at Woolhams, and we invite beneficiaries back to come and talk about their experience. And we have a few guests and so on. So we're praying that that happens.
And as I say, heartily got both fingers crossed at this moment in time. And we can only, when the future at the moment is still up in the air, but we are working towards normality. And I'm a pint half full guy always.
Absolutely.
We'll say this much, though, just to, again, in terms of people listening in now, again, now is probably the best time to get your application in. And again, just don't want to harp on about the guys that kick off at 3. It's just I know them really well. And yep. This is just to give you a bit of a steer, anybody listening. They benefited, but when they put their application in, it was just by dint of the timing, not quite right for that particular trench. But they received very open and honest feedback that it was a very, very strong application and they will be very much strongly considered. In other words, if you're thinking about this now, I suggest get involved. If you're thinking that maybe you missed the boat, you have not. Paul, to those listening, and that could be schools, it could be elite aspiring athletes, a la Hayasa, not-for-profit organizations. Quite frankly, if you're in St. Albans, you have a use of sport or you want to benefit further from sport, at least consider the 948 Foundation for them to do just
absolutely
that. Paul,
right.
What's the website?
You're so right. And it depends quarter on quarter how much income we have to distribute, obviously, and how many applicants, worthy applicants, that we get each quarter. Sometimes it could be 10, sometimes it can be 5.
Sure.
So you cannot determine until the day really how much we've got to distribute. And for those people that were unsuccessful, we always say to them, you know, please don't let that put you off reapplying.
Absolutely. As I say, I know for a fact that was the precise experience that Kickoff at 3 had relatively recently. So yeah, Paul, obviously, as I say, now is the time. Don't hesitate. Honestly, if you could benefit from some funding, bearing in mind, you know, you've heard this interview, be realistic. If you're looking for £1 million, you're probably maybe slightly wasting your time. But if you've got a reasonable need and a strong case, you're involved in sport, quite frankly, in any capacity in the St. Albans district, then what have you got to lose? Get involved and you'll get feedback. And when you get feedback, you learn, guys. That's important. Paul Brewster, please tell us now the best website to do just that.
Well, it's 948 Sports Foundation. Just Google us. It'll come up straight away. We've got a new website, the new pictures on it. So, please do have a look. Appreciate it. If you've got any questions, ring our administrator.
Perfect.
She'll explain what you have to do. And we're very, very keen to broaden the mix of sports people, men and women that get involved. You know, sometimes we get a few repeat applicants because they know us, families and so on, because they know us. But we want to get the message out to more people. That's exactly why you and I are having this conversation.
Because I think what you guys do is vital. And I know you are, Paul, but I'd like to hear your take on my view, which I know we share, which is that sport is vital both for on an individual level and for a community level. And that goes to whether you are elite or you're just participation. Just give me your appreciation for the vital role of sport in sense.
Yeah, it's the lifeblood of the community. And children, you know, who aren't necessarily confident can find confidence on the football pitch or whatever it may be. And it helps strengthen social skills, everything. So, you know, we love it. I mean, the reason we get invited to be trusted is because we all have this in common, is our love of sport.
And let's just anecdotally break that down, Paul. I don't want to kind of tell the world your story. That's why you and I are talking. But I think it was your love of sport that ranged from, you know, athletics through to the piste in the skiing world. I think had a rather big impact on your life. Correct me if I'm wrong. You met your wife via that way, did you not?
How did you find that out?
A click of a button.
If you know
I'm not
who
magic.
My wife is, then you'll know that she's quite heavily involved in sport. In fact, I was a bit of an amateur compared with her, and we met on the athletics track. So, good old Verley, all those years ago. Yeah,
And that's like again, it needn't be as magical as that, because I'm a big believer that love is magical. However, it simply is the case, Paul, as you've expressed very eloquently, that sport is the lifeblood of all of our communities. And of course, here in St. Albans and the district, that lifeblood is being pumped through the 948 Foundation. Again, it's ever so simple to engage with you and get that information. Just Google 948 Foundation and you'll find a wealth of information. Paul, is there anything in closing that you'd like to add or remind us about at all?
Well, I'd like to thank you, really, for what you're doing, highlighting this, highlighting the importance of sport. And long may it rain, you know. I love what you're doing. I love your channel. So I think probably that's as much as I can say.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm on the cusp of blushing, Paul. You're terribly kind. And I consider myself an honoured and privileged to do what I do. Truly, I don't ever forget how very lucky I am. But Paul Brewster, you, sir, are a superstar doing wonderful things to maintain and build upon such fantastic sporting foundations. I'm sure many people listening will be very receptive to learning more. And I know it's ever so easy to do that. Quite simply, put into Google, other search engines are available. And you will just simply put in the 948 Foundation, 948 Sports Foundation. You'll locate the website and fill those proverbial boots. Thank you so much for your time just now.
Thank you, Tony. It's been brilliant.